This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 478. Today, Robert asks, I made a change earlier this year in my writing process. I took myself to a quiet spot, library, and didn't connect to the internet. It allowed me to essentially double my word count. What are the low-hanging fruit to increase word count?
You've discovered one of them, Robert. Two of the basic low-hanging fruit to increase word count are to decrease pressure and to increase pressure. And they can both work for the same person. Going to the library where everything is quiet and you've got no distractions, really good idea. Going to a coffee shop where everything is loud, but still refusing to connect to the internet, also really good idea. You can pick up the energy and frisson from the background, and you can also get a lot of focus from maintaining a creative bubble around yourself in a noisier environment.
There's a kind of overcompensation that happens with a lot of people when you have to forcibly create that bubble against minor resistance that allows you to push to levels that you can't otherwise hit. It's an anti-fragile response. Speaking of which, if you have not read Anti-Fragile by Nicholas Nassim Taleb, and you're a creative professional, you really should. There is a lot in there about how creativity and risk-taking works that you may find very, very useful and applicable. But finding ways to elicit a overcompensation in the direction that you want to go is a really useful tactic. Now, that said, the one thing you want to be sure not to reintroduce are reward-based activities that aren't writing.
One of the things you've done going to the library, you've done two really good things. One is you've given yourself quiet and space. Really valuable. Works a lot of the time. Doesn't work all the time. Works a lot of the time. But the other thing you've done by taking the internet out of the equation is you have removed distractions for your creative mind. Anything that gives you a dopamine hit, whether that's clicking on a website or playing Tetris or solving a problem, anytime you take an action and it has a result, you're getting a little dopamine hit from that. And if you have easier dopamine hits around you than putting words on the page, it's going to be a hell of an effort of will to pull away from those and stick on task. If you remove those other dopamine hits, it's much easier to stay on task. Other low-hanging fruits. Playing music that helps set the mood and get you in the groove that you want to go in. Maintaining the creative froth when you're not at the computer so that when you sit down, you've got a backlog of stuff to come out. Gamifying your word count so that rather than just hitting a consistent level every day, you try for an extra 25 or 50 or 100 words every day just to see if you can do it. Short-term challenges where you try to really top yourself. You know, try to do a novel in 30 days or a short story every day for a month or something like that. Those are also really, really effective. Anything that you can do to increase that dopaminergic response from your writing, anything that gives you an extra feeling of ha-ha, accomplishment out of your creative endeavors, all of that will help you to increase your word count. And also, don't forget the rest in between times. You can wear yourself out. When you're not at the computer, particularly right after a writing session, you want some time of recreation, quiet, restoration, whether it's getting a cup of coffee or taking a walk in nature or playing with your dog or playing with your kids or sitting down and reading a book that someone else wrote. Some kind of joyful, restorative post-game strategy. That also will help make you strong for reaching a little further in the next writing session than you were able to get in this one. So all of those, I highly recommend. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.